Welcome to an update on artistic things that are fit to fit in your calendar. So with Edinburgh now nearly on our doorstep, all those shows to choose from, nearly 3,000, and also about 4 festivals going on at the same time, it's really hard to pick out what's going to inspire you and give you the best time. One thing is to think of it from the eyes of the locals. So for people in Edinburgh, all these festivals can be a real boom or maybe a curse living there with all this festivity going on. But they do have a good idea for the next big thing. They spotted Billy Connolly with his great Northern Welly throwing show all those years ago. Rona Cameron, also a local that was really hailed by the Edinburgh people. So they do have a reputation for following the next big thing or something that's going to give you a really great night out. And it is good to experiment. But also, why not, if you're going up to Scotland this year, this summer, this August, then try something that's already very successful. And for example, it's the 70th year of the Fringe. Look for things that are really already tried and tested. So things like Lisa Scott Sings Jazz. She's a great festival champion and someone that you can really get behind if you want to have a great night of music. And I performed in the same venue as her for quite a few years, and I just know how popular with the locals her music is. Earl Oatkin, another great jazz festival, and he's celebrating Earl Oatkin at 70 this year for the Edinburgh Fringe. It's a great year for anniversaries, and having again performed with Earl Oatkin many years ago at the Fringe, he's a terrific raconteur and character and a very wonderful person too. But in its 10th year now, there's the Rat Pack, a fast, exciting blast of some terrific classics. And if you have had a whole day of trying new things and going to lots of experimental work that's been perhaps challenging and a little bit out there, then why not just enjoy with typically a sold out audience something that the locals already love? And that's going to be on at the Sea Venues this year. And they're, as I mentioned, celebrating their 10th successful year. So if you do like a bit of jazz, a bit of classical music that's stood the test of time, then these great songs will reward you. And at night, it can be a wonderful experience just to let it all go and let your hair down with other people that have had a great time at the Fringe. And you can share stories of things you've loved, things you've hated, or not quite enjoyed as much during the Fringe, when you're just having a great time in the bar and just sharing great stories. It's a good time to find out things that you might have missed that are really worth picking up on. So I'm really excited to hear about things that have inspired you at the Edinburgh Fringe. We just have just a few more weeks left before it really opens. It's going to be exciting, the 70th year of the Fringe, and there's talk there's going to be a roof over the Royal Mile where all the leafleting takes place. So if you are on the lookout for the next big thing, then head up the Royal Mile, even if it's raining, because you're going to have the canopy over you there. And there is some great opportunities to hear live excerpts of shows being performed on small stages. So again, lots of a cappella singing could be there, and street theatre with fire eating and juggling is really popular too. But I do urge you to try at the end of the night something that really will raise your spirits, energise you, ready for the next day. And I do have my eye on seeing how following the word of the locals and how popular it is with them, trying out the Rat Pack. So here's to that. Whatever you're doing, whatever inspires your art, makes you feel inspired and on top of your game, whether it's music, film or art, let me know and I will endeavour to go and find out more about it and share it to others. Whatever you're up to this week, we've got sweltering heat here just outside London. I wish you an inspired week with lots of great things. If you've enjoyed this, do subscribe, leave me a comment, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.